Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the story of Jacob wrestling with a mysterious man, receiving a blessing, and finding transformation through perseverance and contending with both humans and the divine. Today's Bible passage is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 25 to 29. Jacob was left there alone. Then a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When the man saw that he could not prevail over him, he struck Jacob's hip at its socket, so that Jacob's socket was dislocated as he wrestled with him. The man then said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." "What is your name?" the man asked. He answered, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be named Jacob, but Israel, because you have contended with divine and human beings and have prevailed."
So picture this. It's the dead of night, and Jacob finds himself all alone. But little did he know, his solitude was about to be interrupted in a rather unexpected way. Out of nowhere, a mysterious man appears and, without a word, starts wrestling with Jacob. Now you might think, what in the world is going on here? And you wouldn't be alone in your confusion. Jacob was probably just as surprised as you are right now, but he didn't waste any time pondering the enigma before him. No, sir, he jumped right into it, giving it his all. These two men grappled with each other for hours, not giving an inch. But as the break of dawn approached, something interesting happened. The man, realizing that he couldn't outmaneuver Jacob, took matters into his own hands, or rather his own fist, and delivered a forceful blow to Jacob's hip, causing a dislocation. Now hold up a second. Most people would have thrown in the towel at this point. I mean, dislocated hip, intense pain, that's a clear sign to tap out. But not Jacob. No, he had other plans. He was determined to cling on to this mysterious wrestler no matter the cost. As the first rays of daylight started to peek over the horizon, the man told Jacob, "You gotta let me go." But Jacob, ever the persistent one, refused to release his grip until he received a blessing. He saw this encounter as an opportunity, a chance for divine favor. So the man posed a simple question to Jacob, "What's your name?" And Jacob responded, "Jacob." Pretty straightforward, right? Well, not so much. Brace yourself for what comes next, because it's a bit of a plot twist. The man, after hearing Jacob's name, dropped a bombshell on him. He said, "Guess what, buddy? You're not going to be called Jacob anymore. From now on, you'll go by the name Israel." Why the sudden switcheroo? The man explained that Jacob had shown himself capable of wrestling not only with mortal beings, but also with the divine. That resilience, that determination, it set him apart. Now here's the thing. Jacob's story hits close to home for all of us. We all have our own wrestlings in life. Whether it's fear, darkness, loneliness, or a sense of powerlessness, we face our fair share of battles. Sometimes, it feels like we're fighting against an unyielding tide. But guess what? God doesn't want us to stay stuck in that place. He offers us something more, something better. In the midst of our conflicts, in the midst of our struggles, God presents us with a divine gift. He gives us the opportunity for conversion and transformation. With God by our side, we can surrender our burdens and find freedom. He equips us with the endurance, faith, and courage we need to navigate life's challenges. Yes, life can be tough, but we don't have to face it alone. Just like Jacob clung to his divine encounter, we too can hold on tight. We can trust that blessings and transformation await us on the other side of our struggles. So let's take a moment to express our gratitude to the Lord, acknowledging the ways He has blessed us and helped us overcome our own obstacles. Jacob's story reminds us that though our battles may be fierce, victory is within reach. So embrace the struggle and find solace in the fact that God is with you every step of the way. With His presence, we can face anything that comes our way.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear God, we pray that you would grant us the same determination and resilience to face our own battles. Help us to surrender our burdens and find freedom in your love and grace. May we trust that blessings and transformation await us on the other side of our struggles. Lord, we thank you for the divine gifts you offer us in the midst of our conflicts. Help us to embrace the struggle and find solace in the knowledge that you are always by our side. With your presence, we can face anything that comes our way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, let's remember Jacob's tenacity and his willingness to wrestle with the divine. Just as he emerged from his encounter with a new name and a blessing, we too can find transformation and divine favor in the midst of our struggles. So keep clinging to your faith and trust that God is with you, guiding you through life's challenges. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you all.